I have always asked myself a question. What would it feel to be a tree? What is like to be a tree? What is a tree? And this question has been in my life for quite a time. And recently, I went to Montreal, Canada, and I walked through one of the main parks of the city. It was autumn and the trees were gorgeous with these beautiful colors of leaves and the beautiful colors of the landscape in general. Just, it was vibrating. And I saw this magnificent tree on the pedestrian crossroad by the end of the park. And I sat down next to the tree. I closed my eyes and I asked the tree to connect with him. I asked his permission to connect with him. And that's what I did. I closed my eyes. I imagined a bridge connecting myself and the tree. And I start feeling first the roots. The roots were all over the place. The roots were not only just where I was sitting. It was such an extension of roots all over the place in every direction. Then I felt the trunk and the branches and the leaves, and I felt magnificent. I felt steady. I felt not only steady, but it was like a steadiness that is beyond time. It's something that I just can't explain, but it's just, I felt magnificent and powerful, but yet alive and aware. It gave me so much strength to feel the sensation of being this beautiful ginkgo tree. It was a ginkgo tree. And then I found out, because in Colombia we don't have ginkgo trees, I found out that ginkgos are one of the oldest species of trees in the world. So imagine being a tree, the oldest tree of a park. You are not what just look like. You're much more than that. And I think living in a livable city is acknowledging that life is more than we just see. Life is not only the colors of the leaves, the shape of the trunk, the shape of the branches, the place where you are. It is also what you don't see, how the roots extend, the depths of the roots, the extension, the size. It's also how you adapt to different moments in time, how you adapt to summer, how you adapt to winter, how you adapt to autumn. So trees are not just a decoration of the landscape. Trees, and this is something that has been told and recalled by different cultures around the world, but trees are there to remind us that we came to live a life where we plant seeds, where we see transformation, where we need to connect with impermanence, because change remains all the time. There's nothing such as steadiness, but steadiness is not that things don't change. Steadiness is that you enable things to change and that you can continue the transformation. That is steadiness. Steadiness is not avoiding change. Steadiness is allowing change and enabling transformation. Trees are needed for our spiritual growth, but they're also needed to cool down the temperatures of our cities, of our planet. And further than that, they are the house of countless species that live and depend on them.